ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूषणे स्वयं रूप गदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरपुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। सप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, so we had a small gap actually, after which we are meeting. Yeah, am I audible? Audible, okay. So, can we just recollect of what we discussed last time? Bro, just come forward. Aage aajo, bro. हरे बोल। हाँ हरे बोल। ओके सो सो कैन वी जस्ट डू अ क्विक रिकैप व्हाट वी डिस्कस लास्ट टाइम। What was the main thing that, you know, main point that was discussed last time or something that you carried last time? The word Klebhyam Krishna had used. Thoda kam karo isko, bahut zyada ho jayega. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. Okay. So Krishna used a strong word Klebhyam. What else was there? So what we discussed about that shloka? How we can practically apply that shloka in our life? So first two shlokas of second chapter, specifically early in the morning, if we can remember. Yeah, fir just put them as your alarm, you know. If you put them as your alarm, they are very strong shlokas actually, where, you know, Krishna is kind of chastising Arjuna. And indirectly to us also, I mean, because using those strong words and, you know, so one of the theme that we talked last time was Hridaya Daur Balyam, right? The Hriday Daurbalyam was what? Weakness of heart, right? Hriday, right? Weakness of heart. So what did we discuss about weakness of heart? What is weakness of heart that we discussed last time? What is weakness of heart? Weakness of heart kisko bolte hai? Is it like the heart patient, cardiac patient or what? Nahi na? Attachment, okay. Attachment causes weakness of heart. But what is weakness of heart? Uncontrollable, in spite of understanding the right thing, you are forced to do the wrong thing, or you compel yourself in doing the wrong thing. That is weakness of heart. Matlab piche pata hai, whatever I am doing is wrong, okay, I should not be acting like this. But in spite of that, if something is compelling me to do that, a particular activity, then that is only because of my weakness of heart. Yahan par intelligence is not left, right? My intelligence is telling me that, okay, this is wrong. So that means my intelligence is right. But still, I am not able to follow that instruction, and that is weakness of heart, right? So here, Arjuna is telling Krishna that, you know, out of Hridaya Daurbalyam, that is, you know, out of weakness of heart, I am not able to make decision over here. Right? Last time we discussed, there were the five reasons. The fifth reason was what? What was the fifth reason for Arjuna not fighting in the battlefield? Anyone has written that down? By the way, you all are there on that WhatsApp, na? So now I think I should put these questions on WhatsApp actually. I think seriously, they will start coming out. So what were the five reasons? Right. Okay. Sin will overcome. Sin. Okay, so happiness is one, sin is another one, destruction of family tradition is third one. Okay, anyone else? The five, two more reasons. So destruction of dynasty, right. What else? So in the chapter 2, which was the reason? See, four reasons of first chapter may I think. What was the reason that was given in chapter 2? Arjuna not fighting. See, if you read this shloka, text number 8, just read text number 8. Sorry, not text number 8, text number 7. Text number 7. Confusion, yes. Confusion is the fifth reason where Arjuna is giving for not fighting. Because Arjuna has given arguments from all the different angles. He has brought in the religious angle, he has brought in the morality angle, he has brought in the ethical angle, you know, I mean, he has talked from different perspectives. But in spite of he himself giving all these perspectives, finally Arjuna is saying, I am confused. Because back of his mind, he is knowing that he should be fighting. So that reason is still haunting him, but he is still not getting a solid reason as to why I should be fighting. And he is trying to, you know, now weigh these different reasons that, okay, is this the reason for which I should fight? No, 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 these are my superiors, I cannot fight. Oh, this is this the reason? No, no, if I kill so many people, I will overcome sin. Then is this the reason? No, no, I will destroy the family dynasty. Oh, is this the reason? No, no, probably because of this, I won't be happy even after killing them. So basically, he is trying to weigh those different reasons and eventually is getting confused. You know, he even said at the point that I will not fight. I will take a begging bowl and go. But even he himself is not convinced with that reason. And that is where the confusion is coming in place. And finally, Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, right? So he says that in the next text where he tells Krishna that yeah, so basically he is already surrendered to Krishna, and after this shloka he is silent over here. So now Krishna is going to start speaking and we'll be discussing from text number 12 today. Okay. So now if you look from text number 12 to text number 30, okay, this entire section 12 to 30 is about the science of the soul. This entire section is just going to speak about science of the soul. Now you should be able. So science of the soul will be in this next section from text number 12 to text number 30. So we'll read text number 12. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna, he's saying, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, not all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So what does this mean? So basically he is telling, so one of the arguments that Arjuna had was, he is thinking that he is going to kill whom his superiors, who are worshipable to him. So first Krishna is telling Arjuna that don't worry about it, because there was never a time where you did not exist, nor was there a time when I did not exist, or any of the kings who are assembled over here, they did not exist. So it means they were always present in some or the other form. So even if they die today, then they are going to take some or the other kind of birth. The birth could be a lower birth in an animal species. The birth could be a higher birth in a heavenly kingdom. The birth could be any earthly birth, or they could actually be liberated in the spiritual world, right? So basically Prabhupada writes in the purport, he says, it is not possible to destroy one's own identity. Our identity, that is we ourselves are never destroyed. Okay, see, there is a conception in, there is a philosophy which is also called as Mayavadi philosophy. Usme conception kya hai? They say that when you die, there is one super soul, aisa bada soul hai. You go and merge into that soul. Tum jaake wo soul mein lean ho jate ho. And then eventually kya hota hai? So you also become like God. You know, there is a philosophy which talks about that. But Prabhupada is not accepting that argument. Or even Krishna for that matter, very clearly is saying that, so if there was a possibility of any soul merging over there, then this statement of Krishna was false. Right? Because then there is a stage when the person has lost his identity. Because he has merged into some superior being. But here Krishna is clearly saying, never was there a time when I did not exist, or you did not exist, or any of these kings did not exist, and never shall it happen also. He says further, he says, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So even in future we will be there as individuals, right? So the individual identity is always retained, no matter whether you die in this world and you accept another body. So that is the science of the soul. This is where it starts. So basically, Bhagavad Gita starts from the point where Krishna has directly started explaining Arjuna the science of the soul. Krishna is not speaking at all on a bodily level. See, Arjuna's arguments were based on bodily level, right? When I say bodily level means, basically the only reason why Arjuna did not want to fight was relations, and those relations were on a bodily level because Bhishma was never the grandfather of Arjuna before the birth of Arjuna, right? So probably when Arjuna was in some other body that time, Bhishma was not his grandfather. And after Arjuna dies, Bhishma is not going to be his grandfather in his next birth. So only in an intermittent period, he has become his grandfather. Just like, you know, Prabhupada sometimes said, sometimes what happens is like, you know, you are traveling in a train. Train mein jab jaate ho, so all of a sudden, you know, there are those 6 or 8 passengers who are traveling along with you. And because the journey is like a long journey of like 24 hours or 30 hours, you start making some friends and all those things. You have a nice time over there. So you are like going together. But the moment your destination comes, you walk out of that place, right? You don't become attached to those people saying, "Arey, nee, nee, nee. You know, we have such a nice bonding. Now I'll not get down of the train, you know. I'll go wherever they go." No, no, that does not happen, you know. So similarly, Prabhupada says that depending on our past karmas and desires, like-minded soul come together as family members. Okay? But when the right time comes, we all separate also, you know. So we come together for a purpose. Over a period of time, we do separate out. Not necessarily we ever meet again, you know. So that we should understand. So attachment on bodily level is not the right thing actually, okay. So attachment on, and that is what Krishna is, firstly, he is cutting Arjuna. So he is first explaining Arjuna that if you are talking at a bodily level, so listen to me. Basically, the people whom you are referring over here, firstly they are not the body but they are the souls, and these souls are never going to die. What is going to die is the body, okay. So I hope you all remember your session about the soul, right? Session about the soul, usme ye bola gaya tha, right? That you are not the body but you are the soul, right? So the next shloka, now this shloka is very very important shloka. So probably Arjuna would be asking Krishna that what happens to this soul? I mean, you know, you are talking about never was there a time when I did not exist, you did not exist, and in future also we shall not cease to exist. So what happens to this soul exactly? And that is where Krishna is answering Arjuna. He is saying that Dehinos mean Yathadehe Kaumaram Yavanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Prapti Dhiras Tatranam Huyati. So now I have a question for you all. And I don't know if you all had discussed this in your device session. How many of you believe in reincarnation? Good, you all believe in reincarnation. How many of you have seen reincarnation? What? Yes, this is reincarnation that we have seen. See, there are two kinds of reincarnation. There is the internal reincarnation. So when I say internal reincarnation is the reincarnation that happens when we are in the same body. Okay, rather I should not say same body because even the body changes, but in this lifetime only. So that is internal reincarnation. And then there is the external reincarnation that happens after death. So what is internal reincarnation? That is what Krishna is explaining here. Dehinosmin yathadehe kaumaram yavanam jara. So till this point, So Kaumaram, when you are very small, Yavanam, when you become, you know, young, Jara, Jara is old. So the same embodied living being. So when you are small, when you grow up and when you will become elderly, you are still going to be the same, right? Science has proved that every 7 years our cell changes, right? The DNA cells, they die after 7 years and we get new DNA cells, right? Over a period of time, as we grow old, the cycle of reproducing the DNA cells is not that fast. And because of that, your body ages more faster than new cells develop. And that is where then you start getting those wrinkles and all those things. And then at some point in time, the body is incapable of doing it. That's when the body is old, right? So, after 7 years, when all your DNA cells have changed, actually you have a completely new body. Because 7 years ke baad, all the cells are new. So, but you yourself have not changed. So actually that's a reincarnation. Or a simple thing is, many a times, like, you know, some relative of ours who has seen us like in a babyhood, jab hum log bahut chote the, and all of a sudden they see you like after 10 years, 20 years, what is the first reaction? Either they don't recognize you, or secondly, even if they recognize you, they say, "Arey, how different it is, right? You have changed so much. I did not recognize you only." Because that person has seen a completely new body. Our near dear ones, they don't feel like that because they are seeing you daily. So they don't realize that change also. Or for that matter, even you yourself will not see that change, right? Many a times, you know, we don't see the change, but our friends, they tell us, like school friends or college friends, you put your picture on the Facebook and they say, it's not different, lag rahe ho, you know. Like sometimes I show my license photograph, you know, people say, is this really you? You know, you 16 saal mein kabhi to license ka photograph nikala tha, now it's a completely different photo after, like, you know, 15, 16 years. So basic thing is, the body changes. And this change of body is what Krishna is talking here. But the living entity who is residing within the body, he does not change. And that is the embodied living being. And here Krishna is saying, so just like the living entity survives the change of body within this body, after death, this living entity leaves this body and acquires a new body. So for him, it is just a change. Just like, you know, normally I will wear this shirt, you know, every alternate day, or, you know, I will wash it, wear it. Till when? Till the time the shirt is, it sustains, it has some strength. Jab wo phatne ka aayega, to what I will do? I will discard this shirt and I will put on a new shirt, right? Similarly, the soul is staying in this body as long as the body is able to maintain itself. You know, of course, itself in the sense, tum khana dete ho, the body acquires the food and it's probably able to sustain, grow and stabilize at some point in time. After that, when it starts deteriorating, then we do all that patchwork, you know, medicine lagao, ye karo, wo karo, you know, you try to somehow wo body ko rakhte ho. And at some point in time, when all these things also don't work, then the soul, even, you know, the soul starts realizing that this body is useless for me now. There is no point in staying this body. So the soul leaves the body at that point in time. Okay? But he acquires a new body. Aisa kabhi nahi hota hai ki the soul will not take on a new body. Hota hai kya kabhi aisa? Do you all believe in ghosts? So ideally it gets immediately. Only for ghost, unko nahi milta hai immediately. Okay, so what is the difference between us and ghost? The only difference is we have a body, they don't have a body. That's it. Atma jisko sharir nahi hai, wo ghost hai. Atma jisko sharir hai, wo hum hai. Okay, so ghost, why they are troublesome? Because even though they don't have a body, they have desires. But desires ki purti kisse hoti hai? Only through a body. So what those beings start doing, they start hunting for bodies. Because they need to get into some body to fulfill their desires. So wo kisi ke body mein pravesh kar lete hai. And then through that body they start you know, try to fulfill their own desires actually. And that is what जिसको हम लोग बोलते हैं haunt किया है, you know, that is that ghostly thing actually. Okay. So when does this ghost thing happen? So that is also explained that when we take birth, Brahma has written on our forehead, you know, as to how long we will live. You know, sometimes even if you have shown this heart वगैरह दिखाते हो या astrology, उसमें भी they will not tell you a precise time. Like, you know, sometimes like there is a cut in your line or something, lifeline. What that? So if you go to a right astrologer, वो तुमको बताएगा. He will say at that this year of your life, they will say there is a danger. Danger is such that you might die. However, if you come out of that situation, then you might survive also. So they will not tell you a precise point कि नहीं तुम मरने ही वाला है. ऐसा नहीं होता है, you know, because it also depends on the karmas at that point in time. It could very well happen that those get override. So it's all conditional. If else चलता रहता है उधर भी actually. Okay. However, if there is a person X who is supposed to live for say like, you know, 100 years, for example, that person, he commits a very very heinous act in his life. Okay. Such an act that Brahma decides that this person, if he continues to live like this, then it will be a big problem. So that person, he dies because of some XYZ reason. Either he himself commits suicide or probably he meets an accident or something like that, you know. So अपना एक लाइफ स्पैन डिसाइडेड रहता है. 100 ईयर्स ब्रह्मा ने बोला है कि तेरे को इतना जीना है. बट आई माई सेल्फ इट्स लाइक टू गिव यू एनालॉजी इज लाइक गवर्नमेंट हैज पुट यू इन अ जेल एंड दे हैव टोल्ड यू दैट यू हैव टू सफर इन द जेल फॉर 10 ईयर्स. पांचवें साल में तुम भाग जाते हो उधर से. यू नो यू फील दैट नो आई कैन नॉट स्टे इन दिस जेल, इट्स टू ट्रबलसम फॉर मी, आई विल जस्ट रन अवे फ्रॉम हियर. सो यू गेट अ डिफरेंट पनिशमेंट. Similarly, this body in this material world is like a punishment for us, right? Material world is dukkhalayam, right? We discussed last time. Dukkhalayam is a place of misery, actually. So we all have been put in this place of misery, and we all have been given a certain duration of life, during which we will be enjoying our karmic fruits, good and bad. Now, if someone becomes so much troubled because of his, you know, bad karmas or something like that, he decides that I cannot take it anymore in my life, I will commit suicide. So it is, he has done an act like running away from the jail. So that act, according to Shastra, is said as a sinful act. So then Brahma kya bolte hai usko, ki theek hai, dekh main tere ko 100 years ka life diya tha, tu 50 saal mein suicide commit kiya. But you are supposed to suffer for 100 years. For the next 50 remaining years, you will not get a body. That is where this remain as haunted ghost. So 50 years. Easily, chances of someone becoming a ghost is more when they commit suicide, or when there is like an accidental death, or when there is a murder. You know, something this kind of death, typically chances of ghostly bodies बहुत ज़्यादा हो जाता है. Unless you know. उनके जो फैमिली मेंबर्स है, इफ दे डू सम राइट रिचुअल्स एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स, देन दे कैन क्लियर दैट आउट. बट अदरवाइज चांसेस ऑफ दिस पीपल बिकमिंग द घोस्ट आर मोर. ओके, बट यू गेट. सो इन शॉर्ट, द सोल ऑलवेज एक्वायर्स अ बॉडी, द बॉडी विद इन दिस लाइफ स्पैन, एंड आफ्टर डेथ ही गेट्स इनटू अ न्यू बॉडी. ओनली इन केस ऑफ अ घोस्ट ही विल नॉट गेट अ बॉडी. If one gets liberated, then he goes into the spiritual world, he has a spiritual body. Yes, Mataji, you had a question. So in spiritual world, you have the spiritual body. So, you know, it's a very good question actually, because I always had this doubt that in Shastra, the size of the soul is mentioned. Do you all know the size of the soul? What is the size of the soul? 1/10,000 size of the tip of the hair, right? The nature of the soul is also mentioned. The soul is like, you know, it cannot be cut, it cannot be dried, it cannot be slain, all those things. But the form of the soul is not mentioned anywhere in the Shastra, right? कहीं भी ऐसा नहीं दिया कि soul ऐसा दिखता है, right? So I always had the question that what is the form of the soul? So I asked one of my teachers actually, And what the teacher told me is a very interesting answer. He said that we all in the spiritual world have spiritual bodies. Okay? And that spiritual body is nothing but the soul ka jo swarup hai, form. It is the form of that soul. But because we have committed some activity because of which we have been pushed into this material world, into this particular body, so wo jo original swarup hota hai, or the original form, that gets shrunk actually. Okay, it gets shrunk and it, the soul comes in a very, minute form mein wo aa jata hai. It comes like a spark. But when you actually take to spiritual practice, one of the things that happens is the original swarup, it starts actually coming out. Okay, when I say coming out, you start actually realizing your original swarup, and that is also called a self-realization. Isko hum log bolte na, what is self-realization? Self-realization is the process where you actually realize who you are. Okay, through that self-realization process, you will automatically be revealed as to what swarup you have, okay? And that is the swarup with which you actually go back to the spiritual world, you know? And that is the form that you carry in the spiritual world. But that gets revealed at the right time by the causeless mercy of God, you know? So all those things. So we actually don't try to work towards it, you know? Our only duty is actually to serve the Lord, okay? Fir baad mein Bhagwan kab kripa barsayenge, wo unke mercy par hai. We don't try to, you know, enforce our desires on the Lord actually over there. Theek hai? So any question on this, shloka? We are talking about karma, huh? Right. So this is also a very good question. I had asked this question to one of my Christian friends actually. Because if you see, in Islam and in Christianity, their philosophy is very straightforward. They say that depending whatever you do in this life, you either go to heaven or hell. That's it. Uske baad you don't have a second chance. Okay. So I asked them that, is God so cruel? You know, like for example, say, if your child commits some mistake, you know, how long will you punish your child? For eternality? Will you ever punish your child for eternality? And that too for a small mistake? So the question I asked them was, how is it possible that for an act that I have done in a finite lifespan, God gives me an infinite punishment of going into hell and I never get a second chance? It cannot be possible. This argument cannot be buyed in. I mean, if God was like that, then God would be very cruel, actually. And it's not like that. Okay. So this is one thing. So Islam and Christianity, their theory of this, which is being preached today, is incorrect. If you look at the original Christianity, what Jesus Christ preached, that was different. But what today's Bible talk about just going to heaven or hell, that is incorrect. The second question I asked them was precisely your question. I asked them that if your theory is right, then I ask them the question, what happens to a child after if a child is born, what happens to him if he dies immediately? Where will he go? Will he go to heaven or hell? So they said, he will go to heaven because usne kuch kiya hi nahi hai na. So kuch nahi kiya, so he will go to heaven. Then I said, if I buy in your logic, then ideally I should kill all the children, right? Because it's good, na? Maar dalo, chale jayenge heaven mein. But is that the right thing? No, we should not do like that. Why? You know? So basic thing is, it is not that the child has not taken any karma. Or, you know, our problem is, we look at only that period only. Like when a child is born, I just look at the cute face of the child or the cute birth of the child. I don't know what he had done in his last life. Or I don't know what he had done in his last to last life. The cycle of karma is so very complicated that one does not realize it. Had I told you the story of Dhritarashtra, his past birth ka? So just on the cycle of karma, I can tell you this one small story. This comes in Mahabharata. That after the war of Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra approached Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, he said, can you please explain me why is it that I had 100 sons and all my sons died in the battlefield? And my brother Pandu, he had only 5 sons and all 5 are living. So why such a thing has happened to me that I had to lose all of my 100 sons? So then Brahma says, Krishna says, he says that 50 lifetime back, okay, 50 lifetime back, he said you were a hunter. And once while, going for hunting, you saw a he-bird and a she-bird actually. So in order to capture those birds, you sent a blazing arrow. And blazing arrow, so when those two birds, they saw that blazing arrow, they tried to fly away from there, okay. So they could escape, but while escaping, their eyes were burned. At the same time, these two birds, they had 100 small children, actually, baby birds in their nest. And those were burned to death. As a reaction, all your 100 sons were died and you were born blind. Because us waqt tumne birds ko blind kiya, so now you had to become blind. And all your 100 sons also died. So Dhritarashtra said, 50 lifetime back maine ye kiya tha, why I have to suffer it now? So then Krishna says that, my dear Dhritarashtra, to acquire one child, to get one child, one has to accumulate lot of pious karma. So for 50 lives, you are acquiring pious karmas so that you could get 100 children. Now you were 100 children, now they are slaughtered. So can you get the cycle of karma? How difficult? Matlab, last 50 years mein he led a perfect life. In spite of he leading a perfect life, 51st birth jo pehle wala tha, wo abhi aa gaya. Or the simple example which my teacher taught me was, he said like, you know, if there is a farmer and that farmer has produced wonderful grain, okay, and if say his grain lasts for 2 years, 3 years, तो वो उसने अपने स्टैक हाउस में भर दिया, उसको गोदाम में भर दिया उसको, ओके, 3 years का भर दिया है. नेक्स्ट ईयर अगेन ही प्रोड्यूस, नाउ डर्टी ग्रेन ही प्रोड्यूस, यू नो, सो दैट ऑल्सो ही स्टैक्ड ओवर देयर, ओके. बट नेक्स्ट ईयर दो ही प्रोड्यूस डर्टी ग्रेन, व्हाट इज ही ईटिंग? नाइस ग्रेन, बिकॉज जो प्रीवियस स्टैक है वो 3 साल चलेगा. सो नाउ नेक्स्ट ईयर ही गेट्स नाइस, नेक्स्ट ईयर ही गेट्स नाइस. उसके बाद क्या होता है, even though he might have produced good grains, still he is getting the dirty grains, because that is the layer which is there in between now. So he is getting those dirty grains which were produced at some, and 3 years he will still be consuming those, whether he produces good or not. Similarly, we also have all these accumulated karmas, we don't know when and how. So karmic reaction does not come immediately, or it not necessarily it will come in your next life also. Karmic reaction comes at the right time according to a right situation. So you might get 10% of karmic reaction immediately, you might get 50% of it in the next life, and you might get some 40% in, like, you know, 10 lives after. It depends actually how that karmic reaction comes, right? Last time we discussed one story about that cow wala story we discussed, right? How that lady who had brutally murdered, yeah, why she murdered the husband? Because in the previous birth, you know, he was the butcher who killed the cow. So, what reaction aa gaya usme? Yes, so. Very good question. So, by doing normal activity, you will never go in the spiritual world. But if you try, just try to do pious activity, na, that will never take you to spiritual world. One thing that we have to understand is, doing pious activity does not negate your impious activity. Okay. Just because I have done pious activity, it does not cut my negative bad activity. So tumko pious activity ka bhi fruit milega, lekin bure karmo ka bhi phal milega. Aisa nahi hota hai ki maine +5 hai and -3 hai, to 3-3 cut ho gaya, 2 milega mere ko. Aisa nahi hai. You will still get 5 and you will also get that -3. Okay, so you will get both the things. They never negate each other. So if someone thinks that, okay, I did some papa karma, now I will try to do some punya karma to negate it, no, that doesn't work like that. Punya karma never negates papa karma. You will get fall for punya as well as pap. But devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so purifying that it has the ability to burn all your karmas. That is what Krishna assures. And that is why devotional service is so wonderful. Otherwise there is no hope for us. फिर तो छोड़ दो ये सब, फिर तो कोई पॉइंट ही नहीं है करने में. इफ यू हैव टू स्टिल गेट द पास्ट सिंपल रिएक्शन. सो डिवोशनल सर्विस हैज द एबिलिटी टू बर्न अवे ऑल योर सिंस, वेदर दे आर ऑफ योर पास्ट लाइफ, वेदर दे आर यू नो यू माइट बी कमिटिंग समथिंग इन फ्यूचर, दे ऑल्सो विल गेट बर्न. देयर इज वन मोर स्टोरी इन महाभारत विच इज लाइक अ आई ओपनर काइंड ऑफ स्टोरी है. दिस स्टोरी इज अबाउट विदुरा. You know who Vidura was actually in his past life? Yamraj, right? Yamraj. So Yamraj himself had appeared as Vidura. So there is a wonderful story about this, how Yamraj actually became Vidura. Because Vidura, if you look at the birth wise, Vidura's birth was not glorious. He was a Shudra. Shudra birth at that age. Abhi to theek hai, matlab hum sab Shudra hai. So abhi to koi ye nahi karega. You know, kaidiyon ke saath kaidi ka kya matlab? You know, it's all same level. It doesn't matter. But at that time where the proper Varnashram was there, Brahmin, Vaishya, so Shudra was the lowest actually. So that birth was, I mean, it was not considered as a highly rated birth. So Vidura was born in a Shudra family. So why did Yamraj have to take a birth like this? So it is explained that once upon a time there was a sage, his name was a Mundak Muni. This Mundak Muni, he was having a nice ashram outside. So typically these munis will have ashram outside the kingdom. They will not keep their ashrams inside the kingdom. नहीं तो क्या होता है, वो लोग आगे disturb करते हैं. You know, आते जाते आश्रम में आएंगे, you know. So they will disturb those stages. So they will typically have it outside the kingdom so that normal disturbances are not there. So this Mundak Muni was nicely residing in his ashram. So one day what happened is, the king's soldier, they were looking out for one prisoner. And it so happened that the head of this prisoner was found outside the ashram of this Mundak Muni. तो इसका हेड इधर कैसे आया? सो द प्रिजनर सॉरी द सोल्जर्स थॉट दैट माइट बी दिस मुंडक मुनि, ही हैज कमिटेड दिस क्राइम. तो वो मुंडक मुनि को पकड़ लिया और उसको जेल में डाल दिया. ओके, सो जेल में डाल दिया. उसके बाद में यू नो दिस मुनि वॉज देयर इन जेल फॉर फ्यू डेज. बट आफ्टर दैट वेन द किंग केम टू नो अबाउट इट, इमीडिएटली द किंग सेड, अरे अरे छोड़ दो, यू नो हाउ कुड यू इवन अरेस्ट अ सेज ओवर देयर. तो उसको छोड़ दिया. छोड़ने के बाद, बिकॉज दिस मुंडक मुनि इज नॉट अ ऑर्डिनरी सेज, सो ही वेंट टू यमराज एंड ही सेड दैट माय डियर यमराज, प्लीज टेल मी व्हाई आई हैड टू अंडरगो सच ह्यूमिलेशन, व्हाई आई हैड टू अंडरगो सच अ ह्यूमिलेशन वेर आई हैड टू बी अरेस्टेड बाय द किंग, इवन दो इट माइट बी जस्ट फॉर टू और थ्री डेज, बट इट्स ह्यूमिलेशन फॉर मी बिकॉज आई एम अ सेज. ओके, सो व्हाट पाप आई हैव डन इन माई पास बिकॉज ऑफ विच आई हैव टू अंडरगो दिस. सो यमराज सेड दैट वेन यू आर अ वेरी स्मॉल बॉय, वेन यू आर अ वेरी स्मॉल बॉय, दैट टाइम यू प्रिक्ड वन एंट विथ अ नीडल. मारा नहीं, सिर्फ प्रिक्ड. दैट प्रिकिंग कॉज पेन टू द एंट. एज अ रिएक्शन फॉर दैट यू हैव टू अंडरगो दिस. Now, can you imagine what all we will have to go through in our next life? Pricking an ant, he had to undergo so much things. So, I mean, see, this story, it just gives the gravity ki how, in what a big mess we are. I mean, you know, if we have to ever go out of this, it is near to impossible. Near to impossible. That is why one of the reasons why we even offer food to Krishna is this only. See, when we offer food to Krishna, because when you cook this food, there are so many living entities you are killing while doing that. Tum jab sabzi dhote ho, you don't know how many ants ko dho diya udhar. You know, sometimes you cut some vegetables, usme ye rehte hai, kya bolte usko? हाँ माइक्रो ऑर्गेनिज्म यू कट डोज ऑल्सो नोइंगली अनोइंगली, अगर पता चल गया तो ठीक है, नहीं पता चल गया यू नो आई रिमेम्बर दैट जो यू नो वर्स देन नोइंग दैट देयर इज क्या बोलते हैं उसको आली को व्हाट डू यू कॉल वर्स देन नोइंग दैट देयर इज अ वर्म इन योर वेजिटेबल इज नोइंग देयर इज अ हाफ वर्म इन दैट वेजिटेबल बिकॉज यू नो द अदर हाफ यू हैव कंज्यूम्ड एक्चुअली. You know, so it's like that. So we don't know what all has been killed. And when you do this, knowingly or unknowingly, you get the sin for that. You know, just like the laws of this nature are very straightforward. You know, it is said that fire does not, it does not differentiate between whether you are knowledgeable or non-knowledgeable. Ek chhota sa bachcha agar jata hai, you know, a small baby crawls to fire thinking that, you know, this is something very attractive, glowing, and he puts his hand. Will fire think, oh, this is a small baby, I will not burn his hand? No, fire has its own property. Similarly, the rules of this nature are very strict. If you do this act, you are bound to get sin, you know. So if you are going to give any pain to any living entity, you are bound to get reaction of that pain actually. And while cooking food, knowingly or unknowingly, we do all these things. And that is why what we do is, after we cook this food, isko jab hum log khana banate hain, usko bhog bolte hain, bhog. Okay? But when that same bhoga is offered to the Lord, then the Lord glances on that bhoga, you know, through his eyes, you know. And because of his glance, that food becomes purified. And then we consume that as prasad. So when you do it that way, then there is no sin in eating that food. But if you don't do it that way, then it is sin. And this is directly mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, there is directly a shloka where Krishna is telling this. He says that those people who offer food, who consume food without offering, they are eating only sin. You know, so that is why, you know, even if, for example, sometimes you have to eat outside, you know, कभी कभी घर में हम लोग नहीं खाते, बाहर जाके खाते हो, उसको क्या करेंगे, वो कहाँ जाके offer करोगे? So one of the practices that we follow, you know, during that time is, when there is, we always chant this shloka, Om Apavitra Pavitra Va Sarvavastam Gatoho Piva Yes Marek Pundari Kaksham Sva Bhaya Bhayantara Suchi. And if you cannot remember this shloka, you can at least chant Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, you know, before you consume the food, and then you can consume the food. So at least you are remembering the Lord at that point in time. So uska reaction thoda kam ho jata hai. Okay? But the point over here is, karmic reactions are very, very complicated to understand, and there are so many examples in shastras through which, you know, you can learn this. Because if you read our shastras, they are very interesting. Every story has a background. Every story has a background, actually. See, why this person behaves in a particular way, there is a background to that. And you go on and on and on, and you will get those backgrounds, actually. Okay. So it's like that. So you get your answer? Okay. Okay, any other? Yeah. Good children. So there is nothing like a bad soul and good soul, first thing. So depending, as I said earlier also, depending on your desires and karmas, people come together of like-mindedness. So Dhritarashtra had to suffer that reaction, and then there were these 100 sinful, those souls who had committed sin and who are destined to die. So फिर ये एक package कर दिया कि ठीक है इनको मरना है and इसको भुगतना है तो इनको साथ में लेके आओ. So दोनों purpose solve हो जाता है ऐसा. It's like that. Okay. Like that story of Ganga, right? We saw. See, Ganga had to take birth in this material world, but at the same time the 8 Vasus, they had the desire that okay, we want to die immediately. तो फिर कैसे आइडियली तो वसुस वुड हैव बॉर्न समवेयर एल्स, गंगा वुड हैव बॉर्न समवेयर एल्स. तो उन्होंने जाके यू नो एक पैकेज कर लिया, गंगा के पास गए कि प्लीज गिव अस बर्थ फ्रॉम योर वूम ओनली, एंड जैसे बॉर्न होते यू किल अस, डन डील. आई मीन पर्पज इनका भी सॉल्व हो गया, उसका भी सॉल्व हो गया, लाइक दैट. यू गेट इट? सो समटाइम्स यू नो इट इज सो So for demigods it is a planned arrangement. For souls like us, जिनको कुछ भी आता पता नहीं है आगे पीछे का, then for us the Lord arranges all those things, orchestrates the whole you know situation for us. So we don't have anything in that actually. Why Prahlad was born to Hiranyakashipu? See, Prahlad's case is a very special case. I mean, so Prahlad is a daitya, right? He is a demon actually. So sometimes people might think that, you know, God is very partial only to the demigods. Okay, but in Prahlad's case, the Lord is showing that, you know, even if my devotee is born as a daitya, that is a demon, still I will protect him. You know, so it's like that. So the Lord is showing both the sides of it actually. हाँ दश अवतार हाँ बट देन यू नो सो प्रहलाद कुड हैव वेरी वेल बॉर्न एज अ डेमिगॉड एंड ही वुड हैव स्टिल बी ट्रबल्ड बाय द डीमन राइट बट देन पर्पसफुली ही इज बॉर्न एज अ डीमन सो द लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू शो दैट आई डोंट डिफ्रेंशिएट बिटवीन अ डीमन और अ ये अगर डीमन भी मेरा भक्त है तो मैं उसको ये करता हूँ ऑन कॉन्ट्ररी देर इज अ डीमन कॉल्ड एज भौमासुर दिस भौमासुर So Krishna Leela mein, the demon whom Krishna killed and after that he married the 16,000 queens, right? This Bhaumasura was the demon who had captured 16,000 queens, queens nahi, princes. 16,000 princes ko usne capture kiya tha and wo un sabki bali dene wala tha. So Krishna went and he killed Bhaumasura and he rescued all the 16,000 princes. Now the interesting point is, Bhaumasura was the son of Varahadev, born from Mother Earth, Bhaumasur. So even the own son of Krishna, you know, he also could be demonic. I mean, you get the point? So basically Krishna, that is why Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also he says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, Na Dvesho Asti Na Priya. So he is telling Arjuna that don't think that I am biased, okay? Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, that I am equal to every living entity. Na Dvesho Asti Na Priya. I don't envy living any living entity, ki, you know, ye mera jat wala hai, wo mera jat wala nahi hai. No enviousness. Neither is there any partiality over here. So Krishna is telling this very clearly. So he is very equal, you know, he is very equal in his dealings actually. Okay? So we'll move further. The next shloka is also very interesting. Matra sparshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukta dukkada agama paina anityasya stamsti tiksha swabharata. Now this shloka is important for two reasons. Because there is a lot of personal application in this shloka. How? So after hearing the previous shloka where Krishna has told Arjuna, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe, that you know he is saying that just like an embodied soul travels from you know birth to boyhood to youth to old age, similarly the soul moves on after death. So Arjuna might say that oh if this is so, then what about my feelings to those people? Theek hai, matlab samajh mein aaya ki you know wo soul hai and they move into some other body. But while soul is in this particular body, I have some feelings, right, for this body. So naturally when they are going to leave this body, I am going to feel that pain. Uska kya? That pain is not artificial, that is real pain that I am going to feel suffering for my own, you know, near dear ones. So what about that? That is where Krishna is saying, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. So he is saying that is correct, Arjuna. You are going to feel that pain. So what should you do about it? Tolerate. Tam Sitiksha Sva Bharata. He says that just like, you know, some winter, weather changes, you know, seasons, they change, you know. Similarly, Sukh and Dukh is going to come in your life. Whether you want it or not, you will get forcefully, you know. It will come and change. So just like, you know, if some person says that, you know, I'm very happy, I'm very peaceful right now in my life. So basically that person should start understanding that he is withdrawing his good karmas right now. So very soon it's going to get exhausted and the bad karmas are going to come. And if some person is going through a lot of suffering in life, so then they are actually withdrawing the bad karmas. So soon good karmas will also start. But wo kab chalu hoga, that depends, I mean, you know. So that duration could vary from time to time. Like, you know, there is that story. that there was this one person, he was utterly frustrated of his life. क्या इतना परेशान हो गया था. So he decided that okay, I am going to commit suicide. So he went on one big cliff of a mountain, and वहाँ से he decided okay, I will jump into this whatever ocean या river जो था नीचे, and probably I will smash my head on a rock and I will die. तो उधर से उसने जोर से छलांग लगाया ऊपर से. Now what happened was, in that pond there was this princess who had come to bathe over there along with her friends. And when she had come over there, there were some crocodiles who were there. And one crocodile, he was trying to attack this princess. So all her female friends, they started running away. लेकिन उसको बचाएगा कौन? तो ये बंदा ऊपर से कूदा, कूदा तो crocodile के बाजू में ही गिर गया. When he fell over there, the crocodile got scared कि अचानक ऐसा क्या आ गया ऊपर से नीचे. So the crocodile got scared, वो उधर से भागा. भागा तो the girls they thought, wow, what a hero, हमारे princess के लिए इसने ऊपर से छलांग लगाया. He did not care for his life. And this fellow is wondering that, मैंने मरने के लिए लगाया था, now I am alive. So they catch hold of him, take him to the king, and the king is so happy. He says, oh, you are such a brave boy, I will marry my daughter to you and take my half kingdom. I mean, the point over there is, अगर तुम्हारे कर्म में लिखा है कि you are going to have it, you will get it at any cost. And if you are not going to have it, no matter तुम कितना हाथ पैर मारो, कभी नहीं मिलेगा. I mean, I remember in my school and college days also, there is that segment of students जो दिन रात बहुत पढ़ाई करता रहता है, बहुत पढ़ाई करता रहता है, and still they don't get those necessary marks in the school. And then there is also that निकम्मा category, जो कुछ करते नहीं है, last moment पे कुछ पढ़ाई-वढ़ाई करके जाते हैं, and then all of a sudden they come with flying colors, and you ask them that how you they did it, and they also don't know, they are also equally surprised कि क्या हो गया. So sometimes the cycle of karma plays here also. So it's like that. So Krishna is telling, just like sukh and dukh will always come in your life, and it's going to change just like seasons. And then Krishna is saying, a sober person means an intelligent person, he does not get disturbed by this change. Okay, so a sober person does not get disturbed by this change. Now understand this point. Okay, very. So disturbed by the change ka matlab ye hai ki it's not that the person does not get feelings. So for Arjuna, now a very classic example is again of Arjuna. When Abhimanyu died, that day Arjuna was completely emaciated. He was tormented like anything. For a moment he had completely lost his senses. Matlab, he rebukes the remaining four Pandavas like anything, when he sees his dead son over there. To such an extent that he says that, what kind of warriors you four are, he says, you could not protect this small son of mine, and he says, just for your personal reasons you allowed him to enter this Chakravyuh, in spite of knowing the fact that he did not have the knowledge to come out. He said that, you all should have actually worn bangles, throw up your weapons. Arjuna was so harsh to the Pandavas. He had lost control on his emotions at that point in time. Okay, which is natural. Seeing, if you look at the description of Abhimanyu in Mahabharata, it is explained, Dhritarashtra, he asks, Sanjaya, he says that this child, Abhimanyu, who on this particular day saved the Pandavas from this Chakravyuha, tell me the qualities of this child. And there, Sanjaya starts describing the qualities of the five Pandavas. He said, just like Bhima, who is unequal in strength, and just like Arjuna, he was unequal in fighting, and just like Yudhishthir, who is unequal in virtuousness, and just like Krishna, who has so many qualities. And if you have to sum up all the qualities together, they all were to be found in this one child called Abhimanyu. Imagine that kind of child Abhimanyu was. Now when you lose such a child, can you imagine the kind of emotions that person would have gone through? And that is what Arjuna was going through at that point in time. And it's normal actually. But what happens after that is very important. Okay. After going through those emotions, Arjuna's recovery was very fast. That is very important, okay? When we go through emotions in our life, there will be disturbance. Okay, the problem is not that disturbance. The problem is how long you take to recover from that disturbance. That is the problem. Sometimes kuch log aisa rehta hai, recovery nahi hota hai. 6-6 mahina, 1-1 saal, they are continuously just cribbing about that fact actually. And they just didn't recover from that point. I mean, they just, jaise bolte hai na, paralysis because of analysis. Wo itna analyze karte rehte hai ki wo whatever bad happened in their life, they never come out of this situation. Whereas, this intelligent people, for a moment they might get disturbed, okay? But they recover very quickly out of that disturbance, okay? They recover very quickly, and that is what Arjuna displayed over there. The moment, you know, after that moment, he immediately realized where he was. He was in a battlefield, and his purpose was to win the battle. So immediately he took that vow, and such a positive vow that it will help him achieve the goal. Okay, so this particular event did not deviate Arjuna from his duty of fighting. It rather acted as a catalyst to expedite his duty. There is another story that I will tell you. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Bharat Maharaj. This Bharat Maharaj, he was a great king. Rather, this Bharat Varsha, okay, it also has come from him actually. This Bharat Maharaj, he was such a great king, he was ruling the entire world. But you know, he was a perfect king with right knowledge and everything. So he realized that at some point in time when his son became the, you know, his son became of, came of the age where he should be now taking over the king. So he decided this is the time for me to leave the throne and go to the forest, that is Varnashram, Varnashram, and practice only religious this thing. So that decision was taken by Bharat Maharaj, and it is explained that he had such a beautiful, he had so beautiful queens, and he had such nice children, he had everything in the kingdom. Sab kuch thik thak tha, kuch ye aisa nahi tha ki pension band ho gaya tha, ya kuch, everything was going nice for him. And it is explained, just like when a person passes stool and urine, we don't look back at that stool or urine thinking that, oh, it has come out from my body. We don't feel any attachment towards that product. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj, when he left the kingdom, he did not have any attachment to his kingdom or queens or the king. You can imagine the kind of vairagya he had depicted over there. Now, this Bharat Maharaj, when he went to the jungle, there, by, you know, so I'll not get into the entire details of the story, but for some reason he got attached to a deer, small deer ka bachcha tha, he got attached to that deer. Now one day, he was just growing that deer like his pet. But after a particular age, wo deer, you know, jungle ka janwar hai, wo ek din bhag gaya, to this fellow got into a lamentation. In so much lamentation he got, that in that lamentation, he forgot the purpose for which he had come into the jungle, to do religious duties and all those things. And he just got only into that analyzing mode, ki why the deer left me, probably I might have committed some mistakes towards that deer, probably I might not have given right love to that deer. Wo itna isme chala gaya depression mein, that eventually that depression, quickened his death process. And he almost came on the verge of death. And even during dying thing, he just remembered the deer. And what happened? As Bhagavad Gita says, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, whatever state, you know, whatever thing you remember at the time of death, you attain that. So deer baniya next life mein. So here are two examples that I gave you. One is of Arjuna, who was in a lamentation thing, but he came out of that lamentation very quickly, and he did not deviate from his purpose. Here is another story of another great king, that is Bharat Maharaj, who also was very, very great actually, not an ordinary king. He got attached to a deer, and in that lamentation, he forgot the purpose of his life. He forgot all his duties, because of which uska kya ho gaya, patan ho gaya. He had to take birth of a deer, okay. Of course, there is another side to this story also, and that we will discuss later on. When that reincarnation kya jab aayega, jyada details, we'll discuss over there.
But the point I am trying to say over here, and this is the message that I want you all to carry today about Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya, that this devotional process or this devotional service, it helps us to go to this level, the level through which we might get disturbed little bit because of all this infliction of, you know, sukh and dukh, but our recovery time will be very, very quick. The time for us to come out of that will be very, very quick. And only if that happens in our life, then we will be peaceful. See, agar tumhara recovery time agar quick nahi hoga na, then you are not peaceful. Then you are like a pendulum. Aisa, wo pendulum chalta rahega. You will never attain peace in your life. The formula for peace kya hai? Formula for peace is not, see, a peaceful man is not that man who is always happy. A peaceful man is that man who does not get disturbed by positive or negative situations. Usko positive situation se bhi zyada wo harshit nahi hota hai, you know. It's not that he immediately starts dancing agar kuch ekdam positive ho gaya and negative ho gaya, you know, starts banging his head. No. Whether it comes positive or negative, he does not get disturbed because of those kind of things. That person is actually peaceful. So basically when you analyze his life, so how that state can come? That state can come only when the pendulum, aur usko hilao, very quickly come back. Hilega, lekin it comes back to his original position very quickly. Hilta nahi rahega baar baar. Okay. So that is the state this devotional process will help us attain actually. Okay. It makes you peaceful automatically. If you start following this process, it will make you peaceful. And again, peace does not mean that you will not get disturbed by this sukh and dukh. You will get disturbed, but your recovery time will be very quick. That is the message you carry, okay? Recovery time. Again, you know, kabhi kabhi log bahar ke log puchte hain, tum itna dev dharma ki baat karte ho, and look at you, you know, itna jaldi gussa ho jate ho. Ya tum gussa ho gaye ho. You know, sometimes, you know, if we become angry, they say, are kya bhakt hoke bhi tum gussa hote ho. No, emotion humme bhi hai, right? We also have emotion, and we might come under the emotion. But if I become angry, my time of cooling down is also very quick. It's not like my anger stays for hours and hours or something like that, you know. So that is the difference between those people who follow devotional process versus ordinary people actually, okay. So that is the important thing that we carry from this sloka. Matra sparshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkada agama paino anitya. So Krishna is saying it is anitya. It is temporary. So don't worry about it. You know, nothing is permanent in this world. Other than the soul, nothing is permanent in this world. Okay? So it is temporary. Agar aaj aaya hai to kal jayega bhi, you know? So that we have to remember. And he says, thinking that a sober man, that is a sober is intelligent person, does not get disturbed. Okay? So one who does not get disturbed, he will be peaceful. So that is what he is telling Arjuna. That yes, there will be feelings within you of separation, okay? So as long as you tolerate those feelings, okay, or as long as you don't get disturbed by those things, you will be peaceful. Or being an intelligent person, you should not be disturbed by those things. That is what he is trying to tell Arjuna. Right? Okay. Any questions on this? Again, repeat. कैसे करता था मतलब सी अर्जुन वॉज कंप्लीटली सरेंडर टू कृष्णा आई मीन इफ कृष्णा वुड टेल अर्जुन टू डू अ पर्टिकुलर एक्टिविटी देन अर्जुन वुड ही वुड डेडिकेटेड हिज एंटायर लाइफ ओनली इन डूइंग दैट एक्चुअली दैट वॉज हिज डेडिकेशन टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा एंड सर्विंग हिम सो देन कृष्णा टेल अर्जुन दैट यू हैव टू फाइट दिस वॉर. For Arjuna, it was not a simple thing to fight the war. Uska personal stakes tha usme, you know. His grandfather, if you read the description of Mahabharata, when Arjuna was shooting arrows towards Bhishma, he was crying profusely while hitting the arrows. Ro ke wo baan maar raha tha. But emotions were flowing through him. Okay. But still, he was doing the duty for, you know, for Krishna. So that is devotional service. I mean, devotional service is not something like what you like to do and kyunki it's a happy path, then I will do it. So devotional service, you are actually tested when you are doing some service which is very difficult or practically very impossible, but still you don't give it up. You do it for the sake of Krishna. A Prabhupada did, right? We discussed about Prabhupada's life few days back. It was difficult for him to get a visa. He had no money. The third thing, he suffers so many heart attacks, and then he goes to US and he has no one over there. And 3 months ke baad visa bhi expire ho jata hai unka. I mean, in spite of all these odds, and Prabhupada had all the reasons in the world to tell Krishna and his guru that I tried my best, things don't work out, main kya karu, you know. He had all the reasons, but still he did not give up. That is the test. And the beauty is, Krishna will not give you the test unless and until he knows that you are not capable to pass the test. So wo apni level dekhte hi humko test dete hain. If we are not at that level, he will not give us also that kind of test. So basically, if we start thinking that devotional service apne life mein bahut easy chal raha hai, matlab hum log abhi bahut low level pe hain. That also we should realize. We should be very down to earth also. We should realize that abhi tak testing times chale hi nahi hue hain. You can look at the life of this Pandavas, yeah. Sab kuch, you know, this Pandavas, they erect such a big kingdom, sab kuch karte hai, they win all the things, and kya milta hai unko to? They are thrown from the kingdom. Such a virtuous wife they have, and look at that, she is being, you know, insulted by all these demonic people, you know. Look at this valiant warrior, usko kya banna padta hai, so he has to become a eunuch in one of the courts and he has to teach dancing. Jo Arjuna arrows shoot kar sakta hai, wo kya sikha raha hai, to gana bajana sikha raha hai wahan pe. I mean, you know, kitna humiliation, kitna, matlab, so much they had to go through this, you know. Right? अपने जैसे के साथ अगर ऐसा कुछ हो जाता है तो वी माइट जस्ट गिव अप डिवोशनल सर्विस. बोलेंगे क्या है इतना सब कुछ करने के बाद भी भगवान को कुछ समझता नहीं है, मतलब शायद भगवान है ही नहीं, यू नो. आवर फेथ विल गेट डिस्टर्ब, वी माइट स्टॉप बिलीविंग इन गॉड. इट वॉज नॉट विद द पांडवास, यू नो. सो बेसिकली कृष्णा न्यू द कैलिबर ऑफ पांडवास एंड दैट इज हाउ दैट कम्स टू दैट. कृष्णा नोज आवर कैलिबर की इतना ही है, तो अपने लाइफ में इतना नहीं देंगे भगवान कभी कभी. You know, and sometimes even if he does give us, then we should take it as a positive thing and we should work towards it. Never take it in a negative manner, you know. So it's like that. Yeah, you had a question? Destiny, right. Right. So again you should understand, destiny is written by your past karmas, but your future destiny will be written by your current karmas. So just because it is destined that I will not get it, so I will not do it. So aaj to waise nahi milne wala because past karma kharab hai, but by not doing it now, your future destiny is also bad. So you should still do it because you are molding your future destiny. It's like that. Okay. It's like that. They say, you know, a very interesting thing. One person asked me that, do you believe in astrology? So I said, yeah, I do believe in astrology because it's a science of Vedic science actually. But provided there is a right person who is reading it and the right person who is projecting it. So I asked him, do you believe? He said, yeah, I believe it and I am looking for, you know, some particular astrologer jo mereko sahi kuch ye batayega. So I asked that person, so okay, if you get such a person and if that person tells you ki ye tera astrology sab bata diya, so what do you expect of that? Matlab, what do you are planning to do after you know things? He said that once I come to know about this na, then I will work so that in such a way that those things will not happen in my life. Agar vaisa hone wala hai to astrology galat hai na. You get the point. The fact that astrology is telling you that it's going to happen, that means no matter how, whatever you do, it's not going to change. Rather, your approach should be that now you know that this is going to come, so you should not get disturbed by that thing coming in your life. So you should prepare yourself to accept that in your life. If you try to change things, na, matlab, then you will be, pehle to disturb ho jaoge, like Kamsa, right? Precisely. Jo Akashwani hui thi, according to Akashwani, what it was? He is going to die. It's like astrology only, right? Akashwani ne wahi bol diya usko. What Kamsa tried to do over there is, he tried to change destiny. एंड इन दैट आई मीन ही सेंट वो पॉइंट के बाद जब आकाशवाणी बजी उसके बाद टिल हिज डेथ ही वॉज ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब ही वॉज ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब नेवर एट पीस. Rather than that, if his approach would have been, okay, if this is the destiny, then I accept the destiny and let me use this as an opportunity to mold my life in a positive manner, ki jitna span hai uske upar, then that is the right approach. So we should look at things in a very right perspective, you know. Theek hai? Okay. Any other questions? Yes. No, you might get in this birth also. See, it is said that the seeds, some of the seeds of your sins are like fructified seeds also. Fructified seeds are like, for example, main jaake, you know, chori karta hu and I come out of the door and udhar wo police ka hi ghar nikla aur wo bahar aa raha hai andar. So usne mere ko immediately pakad liya. So I committed a sin and I am immediately caught. So you are getting some reactions immediately. And there are certain reactions where you might not get it immediately. You do something in your life and then at the fag end of life you catch some deadly diseases or something like that. So for some reaction you get a delayed reaction. And for some you might not get reaction in this life also. So that is why in previous ages if someone murders, you know, koi agar khoon karta hai, so according to Manu Samhita he is supposed to be, that person who has committed a murder is supposed to be given death sentence. Now why death sentence? Because it is explained, by giving a death sentence, you are actually punishing that person in this life only, so that he does not have to suffer the reaction in his next life. Okay. So like that Manu Samhita, if you read, Manu, so most of our laws of our government, they are actually based on Manu Samhita. But unfortunately, because of some political reason, now they get twisted. इसलिए वो अभी वो सब चालू हो गया ना, you know, people talking about death sentences against humanity and all those things, वो चालू हो गया है. Mercy killing they have introduced, something like that. I mean, all kind of nonsensical things they have introduced. But the basis of our law actually was Manu Samhita. Actually, so Manu Samhita has all these laws, and they have a proper rational over there. So it's not that you will get reactions only in next life or something like that. It depends, as I said, you know, if the right opportunity is there or right situation has orchestrated in your life where you are, where you will get that reaction, you will get it at that point immediately. If that right situation does not arise for 100 lifespans, that reaction will wait for 100 lifespans and after that you will get it. But devotional service will get rid of all those things. No matter what sins you have committed in your past, through devotional service, those sins will not have an effect on you. Okay? That powerful devotional service is. But again, when I say devotional service, so that devotional service is like pure devotional service. Okay? At this stage, we are in a, kya bolte hai? We are in the process. I mean, we are not at a perfect stage actually. So in our life, we might get reactions, rather we will get reactions, but those reactions ka jo quantity hoga, that would be kind of subdued quantity. It would not be like a full-fledged reaction, but you will still get reactions. And as and how you perfect in your life, that reactions will start getting rid of. Chicken? Any other questions?
You? Like you said before, that if you say any word, remember God before having
So
isn't it purifying? So is it the same thing before murdering someone?
Hmm.
You say the name of God
Right. So how it is devotional service, many a times more than activity, intention is what Krishna looks at. It is not your action that Krishna looks at, but it is the intention that Krishna is really looking at. Ki tumhara, what are your mood actually in doing that activity? Like I will give you a simple example. So when the monkeys were building the bridge for Lord Ramchandra, so you might have heard this story. So along with those monkeys, there was this one squirrel. You know, in some Ramayana there is a story says spider and some Ramayana there is a squirrel. So wo kalpa ke wajah se wo change hota hai, because Ramayana happens in every kalpa, every age. So isliye there are thousands of Ramayana. So this squirrel was also doing that. वो क्या कर रहा था? he was kicking small sand. So he was doing his contribution. And Hanuman was, you know, he was cutting big, big peaks of, you know, mountains, and he was throwing to build a bridge. So when that Hanuman was doing that, he saw the squirrel is coming in between. So he chastised the squirrel. Hey, just hut, you know. So Lord Ramchandra, he chastised Hanuman. He said, for me, what you are doing and what the squirrel is doing is same. Because the intention is same. You both want to serve me. I don't look at the quantity. So similarly, God is not looking at your action, but the intention behind the action. You get the point? So you know, some person might say that, you know, mujhe meat achha lagta hai, so I will cut the meat, but I will offer it to God. The true intention is not actually of offering to God, the true intention is of consuming the meat. So then God also does not accept this kind of offering. You know, I mean, you know, so Bhagwan, God is actually interested in your intention. So you cannot fool God actually. If you try to fool God, then you indirectly end up cheating your own self. You know, because God actually is not accepting those offerings. It's like that. So God looks at the intention. I mean, he is pretty intelligent. He's sitting right in your heart. You know, he knows whatever you think. It's like that. Okay? So I think we'll stop here and we'll go for prasadam. Yes, Prabhu.
When you are reading the shloka, if you can do the Bhagavad Sandhi state, and it's the
Sanskrit ka? Okay.
And then at least to meaning samajhta hai, he will see the second line of the 14th shloka. It's just impossible for me to read it.
Agamo paino.
Oh, okay.